Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Venice Festival. We are here with Frederic Boyer, the artistic director of Tribeca Film Festival. Hello, Frederic. How are you?
I'm good.
Is the festival good for you so far?
Yes. I think the Venice is probably the most pleasant film festival to watch films. It's totally unique because you are maybe from here, you know Italy, you know Venice, but how beautiful it is, how convenient it is. And I say something to the volunteers, probably, I mean, I'm traveling a lot in different film festivals all over the world, but the volunteers, the people here are really nice. They are cool, they are smiling, they are happy to do that. So I think it's a bonus, it's a good thing. No, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm very happy to hear that. Listen, how did Tribeca go this year?
Very good. It's, we are improving new things. We are doing things about storytelling. It's not only cinema. It's how people can tell stories. It can go through cinema, but also photo and dance and music. And we called before transmedia, but also gaming. And also the question, where are we showing the film? Is it tablet? Is it cinema? Is it a church? Is it in a boat? Is it VOD? Can we talk with Netflix? So it's all the things which is interesting because it's in New York. In New York, the cinema, but the press is very strong. So we can have a lot of really interesting journalists to talk about it. The radio also is something, one of the subjects, quite interesting for us.
Which is the future of film festivals, in your opinion?
I think most of the film festivals should ask themselves this question because... For me, I mean, doing a film festival like an old way, sometimes the film festivals are extremely disconnected of what's happened in the screening room. The distribution doesn't exist anymore, or almost anymore, for art house cinema in Germany, in England. Maybe in France, when you are doing 5,000 entrants, it's fantastic, which is really difficult. Channels, TV channels, they're not buying films anymore.
Sometimes when they're involved. Which is a huge problem.
This is
in Italy, at least.
In Italy, but also in France, it's very difficult because and distribution is going bad. DVD is not going very good. And VOD, the problem with the VOD, you have too many films to choose. So I don't want to choose in a box with 10,000 films. I want to choose in a box with 5 films. But nobody is giving this curating proposition with 5 films. It's an example, but it's, when it's too much, you prefer. It's not interesting. So yes, I think it's a little bit difficult. And the film festival, we are all trying to bring something different. But we have a problem, a big issue. It's the generation, the young cinephile. They exist, but not. I mean, people are older. Mm-hmm. And people who knew the cinema like before, when it was a print in 35 or 70, we are dreaming about this golden era.
So you don't have, there is no a rechange in the public. So you don't have very young people coming.
So it's extremely important to be connected with a young audience. So your audience is watching much more YouTube. The duration of a film is 90 minutes, and it's very difficult for your young audience to stay 90 minutes. For most of them, it's a punishment. it doesn't be a punishment, it's such a pleasure. I mean, the sensation to have this connection with the filmmakers when you see a film is problematic, but we are all trying to improve and to bring new things. The thing also now, festival, they need to have stars because of the sponsors, which is not a problem, but because it's you cannot live if we don't have any names, and it's like a from TV, everybody's asking for the same name. Ask him to Mike Lee, who is receiving an invitation every week for the match.
So it's very difficult to get them.
Exactly.
They don't have, maybe they are willing, but they don't have time then.
Yes, and then you don't want to use them. You want to do something really cool with them, but you want them to be happy too. Mm-hmm. So, but there is a lot of good festivals, like, I don't know, I'm going to say Sarajevo, Carlo Vivari, because they are inviting different guests and not only celebrities. The most important for me in the festival, of course, first is the program, but the second thing important is how people are together. How is the matchmaking? Where can we? Is there any bar here where we can have a craft bar
at midnight?
And then we're gonna.
The social part of it is.
This
really
is extremely important.
And have you noticed, at least in US festivals, an increase in the audience? Because this is something that is happening in Europe a lot, which is weird, because in Europe we are suffering from the problem of losing public in the regular cinemas.
Yeah.
But festivals increase the audience,
absolutely,
which is schizophrenic.
But you see in Karlovy, the young audience, they are camping outside of Karlovy, and they are 20, 25 years old. It's like rock and roll. They are going to see film, and Polish film, Czech film, film. Sometimes they are great, sometimes they are
kind of
demanding,
heavy.
Mm-hmm. Which is no problem for them. It's a pleasure to be there. And even in Asia, also in Tribeca, people, most of the screening are sold out. What these people want is not only to see a film. They want to see a story we can bring a story with the film. I am saying something with the film. And also, they want to see the filmmaker. They want to have a Q&A. They want to discuss, and the filmmaker want to exchange something. This is it's like a circus, it's live. And so all these films are traveling with the filmmaker, and it's the reason why we programmers, we are a little bit doing the... Most of us, we don't have... We didn't do any studies. We are a little bit... we are not very good filmmakers, so we are not good writers, but we are good cinephiles.
Mm-hmm.
And we are...
Which is more than enough.
So there is really a solidarity between programmers to help them, and also we are talking to the filmmaker. Okay, there is Cannes, but there is not only Cannes, there is a lot of film festivals. Go to the festival, where the festival... which desire the most your film.
Yeah, which is basically the key thing, because most of the directors and producers, they want to go to the three or four huge festival,
yeah,
and there is no room for everybody. So trying to go there, they are losing many other chances, and then the film is gone.
And it's gone, it's finished, because after everybody knows the film was rejected, you know, Cannes, they are selecting maybe no more than 80 films. There's a lot of French film. It's difficult to... I was working for Cannes, and it's a quinzaine.
Mm-hmm.
You can dream, you can go in the market in Cannes.
Yeah, exactly, for example.
I don't know, you never know. There's even people are talking, oh, this film is going to be in Cannes. You are not sure. Maybe it will be not in Venice. So nobody knows the rules, but what is interesting is for the festivals, it's the same for Fremo, Barbera, Peer Sandling, or Dieter Koslick in Berlin. In France, everybody is like a little bit the coach of the French soccer team. They have a coffee or a beer. Oh, I think this one should we change. Everybody thinks they're going to have the solution. Nobody had the solution. Of course,
no, of course,
I did some mistake. Everybody is doing some mistake. It's not a question of mistake. I don't care. And I like to see weak film, because it's a way to talk about. And there's always a reason to like a film. I'm introducing a film because I like the two actors, because I'm learning something, because there is a... It's a... Maybe with an iPhone, I don't know. There is always a reason to give excitement to the audience and to say, okay, this film.
Yeah, because the audience is what you must bear in mind, because
this is the
target.
One of the main problems, which is also mine in Les Arcs and mine also in Tribeca, is now because of the quality of cinema. It's more and more difficult to find totally a non-film. So, you know, before Aosocien, he was not known,
was
and
no
Saint Miguel
was
not known. They went to Trois Continents and they went to other film festivals, you know. And then we are programming more or less the same films. We are programming a Son of Saul from the big festival, the festival, like all the festival. We are programming this kind of film, which is not the same in music, because in music you can.
No, exactly.
It's not the same in a short film festival. There's so many short films, you have your program just for you.
Yeah, exactly.
With the long feature.
Yeah, long feature.
Not anymore.
Why? Because I think it's a question of the A list and the B list. Probably the A list festivals need to compete and compare one to the other, so the
yes, but you basically
they pick from the same bowl, you know.
Exactly, from the same bowl, but also this classification to E film festival is sometimes stupid, because you cannot have more than three E film festival, and a festival like Shanghai or Karlovy is really a good festival, but it's difficult to, because you need to have world premiere,
it's almost
impossible to have
good
only
ones.
Good.
Exactly.
If the film is very good, the film gonna wait for Venice.
Or Cannes.
Or the film, or
yeah.
Cannes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Berlin, or Toronto. And so maybe you can have some, but you cannot have 12. Mm-hmm. You could have some, yes, of course. Yeah. But it's, yeah.
Quickly at the end, which are the novelty you are planning for next edition of Tribeca, if any?
The thing is, we are discussing about ideas, but it's not official. So it's extremely, I mean, I'm not a law and I don't want to talk about, of course, there is some ideas and we are always, not me, but all the team of Tribeca, they are talking about, you know, new thing, experience and things. There's always something new.
There has to be, sure.
Yeah, and so...
This is a struggle festival, but it's a good part of it to be the creation of new events.
Absolutely, and what I like is also it's the audience is an audience who like stand-up comedy, theater, literature, dance, photography. Mm-hmm. What we can do with all of that, and then we invite George Lucas to talk about something. It's like a menu mm-hmm. in a restaurant. You can choose what like activities, but related to cinema. And you have also we have also pure cinema.
Luckily,
which is exactly what I like.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Frédéric Brayer. It was Angela Cherubi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.